I'm sure I can easily speak for thousands of people out there when I say that upon going vegan, this question was asked to me. How will you get your B12? Well, I get it just like any other person these days, by fortified foods or vitamins. Personally, I haven't taken B12 supplements or any other supplements for that matter in a couple of years because I was found to have too much B12 when I first went vegan. That's because I was taking B12 vitamins and eating B12 fortified foods due to the massive concern over the internet. I still monitor my B12 along with all other vitamins whenever I go for blood tests every other year or so, as everyone should, whether you're vegan or not. So what is B12? Vitamin B12 is made by microorganisms. It's produced neither by plants nor by animals. According to recent studies, 90% of the world's B12 supplements are given to animals. So when you consume animals that have consumed B12, you are indirectly receiving B12 in your body, kind of like recycled B12. Therefore, meat is not a direct source of vitamin B12. So B12 is vital for several processes of the body, including protein metabolism and the development of oxygen-transporting red blood cells. The proper functioning of your nervous system also depends on vitamin B12. If the body does not receive enough B12, it can cause anemia and nervous system damage. It can also lead to heart disease, bone disease, and infertility. So where can you get it? Foods rich in vitamin B12 include chlorella, spirulina, nori, mushrooms grown in B12-rich soils, nutritional yeast, and unwashed organic produce. Now, the quantity of B12 in different sources varies. For instance, untreated water contains B12, but the source of this untreated water can alter the amount of B12 contained in it. Scientifically, the best way for vegans or anyone else to receive the right levels of B12 is by eating B12 fortified foods or B12 supplements. Some of the B12 fortified foods that you can easily consume are soy products, nutritional yeast, breakfast cereals, and plant milk. Nutritional yeast contains B12 only when it's fortified. The vitamin degrades and loses its potency if you buy nutritional yeast or store it in clear plastic bags. So let's go over some B12 facts. Number one, B12 is only made by bacteria, not by plants and not by animals. Number two, the B12 found in animals is due to their fortified feed, so it isn't naturally there. Number three, because our water and foods are processed these days, we have eliminated the natural source of B12. And number four, you only need about 2.4 micrograms a day. Vitamin B12 is best absorbed by the body when consumed in small doses. This means that the less frequently you ingest B12 into your body, the more you need to take. People who can't reach the daily recommended intake should try a supplement providing 25 to 100 micrograms of, hope I get this right, cyanocobalamin. This needs to be consumed daily. A weekly dosage of 2,000 micrograms can also be opted for. If you're unsure about consuming B12 supplements, you can consult a healthcare practitioner and get your current blood vitamin B12 levels checked. The body's ability to absorb B12 decreases with age. Therefore, people above 51 years of age should start taking vitamin B12 supplements, regardless of their eating patterns, vegan or non-vegan.